how we do it. You know I'm here with my Dream Scene family, baby.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Big Network Business Podcast. I'm Rocky Miller, and I am the founder and CEO of DBN. The purpose of the DBN podcast is to bring relevant and insightful business and professional development topics to all of the dreamers out there looking for practical information to help turn dreams into reality. So today we'd like to welcome Stephanie Arcady with MYB Lifestyle. Stephanie, thank you very much for coming on to the podcast today. It's a pleasure to have you here with the network. I don't want to get too personal today because I get excited, you know, with, even for us, we've been connected here for so long.
Yeah.
I just want to definitely welcome you and thank you for coming on today. And Stephanie, if you can, start today with just sharing a little bit about yourself and talk to the audience a little bit about MYB Lifestyle as well, too.
Okay. Before I get into that, I want to thank you for inviting me. Right.
Yes.
It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to collaborate with other entrepreneurs, with other business owners, because it can be a lonely journey. Right. But I appreciate you seeing something in me to want to put it on tape. Right. you want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
That is going to be on a platform where everybody can listen to. And I don't take that lightly. I appreciate you, the invitation itself.
Thank you.
But and then. Just our relationship, right?
Yep.
We talk. It's nice to talk to somebody who understands what you're saying. That's what keeps the conversation going.
Absolutely.
It's because they understand what you're speaking on and they can contribute and put their two cents in and support you and whatnot. And you've definitely been that person for me.
Thank you. Yeah. I received that.
All right.
And I appreciate that.
You better. But MYB, it stands for Mind Your Business. And I got the name from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, chapter 3 or chapter 4, depending on which edition you're reading. But it's Mind Your Own Business in that book. And in the book, he's talking about creating assets while you still have a job and you're working a 9-to-5 or whatever. While you're making money for other people, you should be doing something on the side where you're creating assets to pay you. And I heard that and I receive it 100%. I'm already on that page, been on it for decades. But what I really heard in there was that the truest asset, because they name what an asset is, right? They'll say silver and gold, you know, precious metals. And they talk about building a business and getting into real estate and all of that. And I said, okay, well, what category do I fall in right now? In this season, I fall into building the business. But the greatest asset of your business is you.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was thinking about mind your business, I said, well, if I don't mind my business, I can't become the asset that will build the asset that's not only going to pay me, but other people and generations beyond that. Right. So
yep.
That's where my mindset, that's where I went with it. I was like, I am the asset. So I got to build me up. And so I'm like, okay, I'm building myself up. My goal is to build up other people. You know, I want them to have the support I felt like I didn't have when I was building my business. I have entrepreneurs in my family, but most of my family entrepreneurs are brick and mortar. They don't understand the invisible. They don't understand digital. They don't understand internet. They don't understand, you know, it's almost like I'm playing, you know, and when you're,
right? Yeah.
When you're investing money and they don't see the return, it's almost like it's a hobby. You know, they're like, oh, you know, that's an expensive hobby. I said, yeah, so is fishing, you know, and I love to fish, so I ain't banging on fishing. So is hunting. You know, yes, it's an expensive hobby. I said, but this isn't a hobby. And I'm, you know, I'm sorry that you see it that way. But, and then you have the other family members that were like, I already knew. I knew you was going to do something. You know, you've always been into something. You know, I see people I haven't seen in a really long time. And they're like, what you doing now, Stephanie? You know, because they know I'm into something. But
right. This
mind your business just stuck, right? I learned about the wheel of life through one of my mentors. And the way he broke it down, each wheel is like a pie chart. And each piece is a different area of your life. And if things are out of whack in the different areas of your life, how does that wheel roll? Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not in alignment, mm-hmm. it's going to be a little messed up, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, dang, I like that. You know, I need all my pieces to be, you know, firing on all cylinders type situation.
Yep.
And as I was creating things for myself, you know, because I am an entrepreneur and I've been an entrepreneur since I was 8, the first starting a candy store in my bedroom, mm-hmm. Because the kids in my neighborhood were too young to walk to the mini mart. I would bring the candy. I would go up to the mini mart and buy the candy, and they could come and buy it for me mm-hmm. in my room, right? Mm-hmm. And that was my first experience. And I didn't think I was being a business person. I just seen a need.
Yep.
Right. And I make a joke. I say, I think I understood business more when I was a kid than I do now. But no, it's just yep. the complication of things and the heaviness of it all. As a kid, I didn't have to worry about who was paying the mortgage. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to worry about who was going to the grocery store. I can't drive and it won't be me. You know, I didn't have to worry about all that stuff. I could just be creative. Mm-hmm. I could just do my thing. Then I started making book covers in school, because, you know, back, you know, I'm dating myself, but, you know, we used to have to cover our books with newspaper.
Oh, I remember that.
And yep. that was pretty ugly, right? Unless you got real creative and used the funnies to cover it. But then you had to do that every week because it's thin, right? Yep. But I would hook up the book covers, like everybody's name, personal name on the outside. Oh, who did that? You know, mm-hmm. So I've been in the mix for a really long time and I've had some successes.
Yep.
But life is life, right? You get married, you get divorced, you have children, you buy houses, you're doing all these things that add factors to the business. But if you mind your business, all those factors don't have as much weight on you.
For sure.
Right? Because you have yourself together.
Because you're in alignment.
You're in alignment with
your business,
with your identity.
Your identity.
And yep. and what you want to do, you know, it's a layered question, right? Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of layers. You got multiple areas of life. Mm-hmm. You've got different backgrounds, different experiences. But my goal is to help people help mind their business so mm-hmm. that they can be creative and create that business that they want.
And Stephanie, I appreciate you explaining that. I think that's so amazing. You know, all the things that you have, you know, put into MYB, the philosophy of it. For the listeners that are out there that, you know, might be interested, right? And just hearing about MYB as a whole, can you break down a little bit of what MYB provides from the digital front with its service?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would have to start with the philosophy, right? Which is, we believe that entrepreneurship is a lifestyle. It's not a job.
Yep.
It's who you are. It's what you do, right? And because of that, you have to learn how to integrate your life and the business, so they support one another when one doesn't take from the other.
Yep.
And so what I help them do is get the clarity.
Okay.
So they have to get the clarity and then the structure. You know, you have to have some type of structure. You know, you can't be willy-nilly. You know, I heard somebody say, you know, there's no SOPs for none of this stuff, because there isn't.
Yep.
There isn't. And especially, it depends on what industry you get in. When you get into an industry that's been around for years, you might find some SOPs. You could Google it and you might find some, right?
Yep.
And you can tailor it to what you're doing. But when you get into an industry where your creativity took you, where you're building something that's never been done before,
yeah,
there's no blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
The blueprint is you.
Absolutely.
Right. It's to mind your business and stay in line with what you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
But so we have a community. We have a community where we congregate with each other. We're there to support and to help you and to cheer you on. We're about collaboration, not competition. We're about community and relationships. Right. And in the community, we have a lot of resources. We have workshops. The workshop is based off of our daily actions. What are we doing every day to get closer to our dream? Some people are building this dream while they still have a 9-to-5.
For sure.
And some people are building the dream full time. And I'll tell you, I don't think either one of them is easy.
Absolutely.
Right? No. Because if you're working a 9-to-5, you still got to find a good 3 to 4 hours in you, on top of cooking dinner, on top of washing clothes, on top of taking your car to get the oil changed. You still got to do all this other stuff and still find time to build your business. And then if you're doing it full time, which is what I learned, you waste a lot of time.
For sure.
Not on purpose.
Yep.
It's you busy work. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, I get my files, then color code them and I'll put, you know, put them in alphabetical order. It's like, man, are you serious? You know, like, but I'm an I was an administrator. Yep. So that made sense. It made sense to me. It was like, but you're not on the clock, baby girl.
That's right.
There's no money cha-ching for every time that arm hits 12, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, no, it's like, okay, you can do all that stuff if you want to, but I don't know how that's touching the bottom line right now. Does it need to be done? Yes.
Yes.
It does. You need to be in order. Your finances need to be in order. Your processes need to be in order. The experience that your customers are having when they deal with you, all that needs to be in order, but we help them identify the one thing, and one thing at a time. It could be one thing in the business. It could be one thing in your personal growth. It could be one thing in contribution. It could be one thing in your finances.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. We help them identify that one thing, and we build off of it until they complete it.
Yep.
And then they move on to the next one thing. Right? It's the focus, because as an entrepreneur, we are scattered, mentally scattered, energy scattered, tools that we use are scattered. Everything's scattered, and you're constantly running behind them. It's like trying to catch a chicken because he knows you want to cut his head off, right? You know what I mean? Like you're really trying to catch this chicken because, and we're all over the place, and we don't get the traction that we need to get the success that we need because we're trying to be everything to everybody. And when they come into the community, the first thing I'm going to preach it over and over and over. Focus. You've got to focus. And it's like, it doesn't seem fast enough. It's like, but I could be doing this while this is happening. And no.
Can I ask you a quick question here? Cause again, cause I understand your business and I know. So it's like, I'm excited cause I'm thinking about all the things that you guys do. But for this person that might be out on the other side, that's listening, you know, when they're understanding the MYB community.
Okay.
Can you explain a little bit about like what, how do you like, what, first off, I'll say, what is the type of person that MYB really helps or supports, right? So like, you know, even DBN, you know, and you know, my company is obviously, you know, we deal with, you know, mom and pop shops, you know, consulting with marketing and brand development and these other areas, right? And so, and to, for me too, it was like, it took me a while to really like understand like who are our demographics, who are the people that we're helping, right? I know we had Anthony on and you know Anthony as well, and you know, with his coaching, so you guys have similar aspects. And is there a certain business owner that MYB really works with, like that you can speak to? Is like that the solopreneur?
Exactly.
Is it someone like that, or
it's a single business owner?
Okay,
that's doing everything themselves.
Got it.
It is to help them narrow things down, organize things, to get that clarity so that they can produce the processes, so that they can identify what service they want to provide, to get really good at providing that service. And the systems, so now we're talking about digital, right? The systems that they would use from the first time someone discovered them to the introduction, to the courting, for lack of a better term, to the engagement, now that you're in the community, you know what I mean? To the collaboration, to the transformation of going from an overwhelmed solopreneur to a focused, clear individual who is running a business on alignment, on freedom, and that's funded, right?
Yep.
And the clarity, which we have already talked about, well, we talked about the alignment and clarity because they're like cousins. You know, alignment reveals itself from when you take action. Clarity reveals itself, and it reveals alignment when you take action.
For
you know,
sure.
It's like sometimes you're like, you want to get it all down on paper first. It's like you can get a little bit down on paper because I'm a planner, right? You can get a little, but once you get something, it's like you need to run with it because the clarity of what you're trying to do is not really going to come into play, and the alignment won't be established until you actually start taking action. So on that note, when a solopreneur is introduced to my world, the first thing I want to do is calm them down. So I'm not personally coaching them on this level, so I can't do it face to face. I can't build a rapport and I can't go through the process, right? But I can calm them down by giving them the ability to release all of the stuff that's weighing them down, all those thoughts, mm-hmm. all those to-dos, all those I'm late for this and I should have did that and I should have did, just get it out.
Yep.
You brain dump it. You brain dump that and then you review yourself, you know, that you basically watch yourself for like 3 to 5 days and see how you're spending your time. See where some time could be carved out. Where can you carve out some time to protect? And then it's not going to make sense. Like protect. Yes. You want to protect this time because what you're doing is pure creativity. Entrepreneurship is creativity at its greatest. It's what we were born to do from the jump. Right. But then the world came together. We had the industry, the industrial industry, and then we got the real estate that came into play. And then now things are done for us. And all we have to do is participate. Entrepreneurs are the game, the player, the, you know, and that's what they are, the creators, right? And absolutely. Most of them are doing it by themselves unless they want to go big with it, yep. right? But the clarity that you get just from that one exercise, which is the doorway mm-hmm. into that, you brain dump it, and then you use my generator to generate a one income based plan for you to do. So to go from being scattered and not knowing where to start to seeing on paper, this is what I should do for the next 7 to 14 days. Mm-hmm. It calms you down.
Mm-hmm. And let me share this. I think that what you're doing and the work that NYB is doing is so important because again, you know, and obviously you and I, we've got our history. So we, you know, how my business operates and it's interesting because we, you know, you cross so many different, that's what people sometimes don't understand is that there are so many different types of business owners and entrepreneurs, right? And so even the ones that you're talking about, that is a very unique crowd that especially is continuing to grow in this economy, right? Because of technology, because of all these things where you don't have to take on a traditional business role to become a business owner. So I just want to say, I think that value that you guys provide is so unique. And I do want to, I got a few things I want to get to you today. So I'm going to try to keep myself on topic. I feel like we could talk about some of these things for hours, but I want to go back to a little bit of about what you talked to earlier. I just wanted to ask you again, if you could speak to a little bit about what drew you into this field and industry, you know, and actually really starting your business though, like, mm-hmm. you know, like what was that aha moment for you that it was like, you know, drew you into like, all right, I know I want to do this and this and this. Does that make sense at all?
It does. I've always been into entrepreneurship in some form or fashion, right? There's a lot of ways to get into it. There's a lot of safer ways to get into it, such as collaborating with a company that's already established, right? Network marketing, internet marketing, you know, all that stuff. And I was like, I think I want to do internet marketing because I wanted to do something that I didn't physically have to be in a specific place and still be able to do business. And it just appealed to me. I said, oh, I could do that. Started off with blog writing. I joined Empower Network, right?
Yep.
And I was writing blogs and doing my thing and noticed all the moving parts when it comes to working on the internet. You got to duct tape a lot of stuff together to put a whole type, you know, system or experience, you know, sure. down and whatnot. But how NYB came about was I'm in a room of, I don't know, 3,000 people. And we're all listening to the same speakers. I'm like, I'm not trying to be a cog. If I wanted to do that, I'd go to work. Right. I'm like, I can't, you know, it's like, what's going to make me different? What's going to make me different? Right. So then I'm listening to my other mentor and he introduced me to the Wheel of Life. And I was like, OK, click, 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 click. And then I read constantly and I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Click, click, click. And it didn't all come at one time. Mm-hmm. None of the stuff that I've done, none of the stuff that I came it didn't come. It came in different times. Right. But it was birthed out of necessity because I could see myself going in 1,000 different directions. Mm-hmm. I was suffering from shiny wall syndrome.
Oh, I understand that. Yep.
You know, I'm FOMO. You name it. I was in cryptocurrency. I was in real estate. I was doing, you know, I was doing everything but shiny shoes. You know, I was doing it all. And at the same time, when I looked at my bottom line, because I'm a spreadsheets person, there's too many zeros on this sheet. You know what I mean? It's like, these goose eggs ain't, I can't take this to the bank. You know what I mean? And I can't even scramble them. You know what I mean? I can't even eat off of this, you know? It's like, something's got to change, right? So it was birthed out of necessity of me figuring it out for myself. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I have it all figured out, right? The birth of the solopreneur time design, which is that work, which the worksheet is what brings you into the fold, right? It's that first win that a solopreneur gets. It's like, dang, I got a plan from this little, okay, you know, and don't let them finish the plan.
Yep.
And have something in place. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the hook, you know. Yep. But when I did the solopreneur time design, that happened in pieces as well. Cause I started that a year ago. And what I started a year ago and what is here now, they don't even look the same, but they still accomplish the same goal, but in a way that's more better experience for the individual, because solopreneurs are busy. So everything I create, I try to create it in a way that it doesn't add to the busyness. It alleviates it.
For sure.
And it gives some type of clarity and some type of direction.
I love that. Yeah. That's great. And thank you for that breakdown, too. I want to make sure that we hit on a couple other things here, because I'm really curious about, you know, obviously you built out a lot of systems and all these other things. Mm-hmm. I know it took you a minute to kind of get those bits and pieces together. So if you can share a little bit with everyone about where you believe that you are personally, or where you would say that you are at this stage of your business, right? And again, I mentioned I'm going to be hitting on these things with different entrepreneurs this year, because, you know, obviously when DBN interviews, we're going to be dealing with people that are at all different stages of business. And I think that's important. Mm-hmm. So where would you say that, you know, when you look at MYB, what stage would you say that MYB is at with his business right now?
Well, for one, you're in a multiple stages at the same time, right? And the safe answer would be like, I'm building. So you're not expecting nothing from me because I'm building, right? But I'm not building. I've been telling myself that for a long time, right? I can't do this until this is done. And I can't do that until that is done. You know, I've been telling myself that for a long time. So I am in the marketing stage. I'm in the buy-in stage. I'm in the, here I am. This is what I have to offer. If you feel that my products and services can solve your problem, you know, come on in. You know, I want to build a space where everybody knows your name.
For sure.
I just don't like the invisibility that we have in this internet world. Everybody's visible and invisible at the same time. The only ones that are visible are the celebrities.
For sure.
Right?
Right.
And it's because they've been everywhere. They're all over the place, right? They're you know, constant, they're in commercials. Yeah. They're on, you know, go to the store. They're on the label. You know, they're everywhere. So it's that familiarity, and I get that part. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But instead of casting my net wide, I'd rather cast it deep.
Yep.
And I want to know everybody in my community personally, and I want to work with them personally. But I have to do it in a way that it doesn't contradict my goal of living a free solopreneur life, you know, where, you know, I don't want to be overworked, because I've been there, done that. And I don't want to continue doing that. So the digital products come into play by centralizing things where I don't have to be on 19 different platforms to connect with people. They're in my community. You know, I don't have to give them 15 different website addresses. I have one.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Simplicity always wins.
Everything stems from that one, you know?
For sure.
Life is hard enough. Entrepreneurship is hard enough. But when you bring it all together, you know, you could have started off with 8 tentacles. You can bring them 8 tentacles to a center place. That doesn't mean they have to go away. It just makes more sense.
For sure.
Right? And then eventually you're going to want to take some of them tentacles away, because it's like, that's more work than I needed, because I'd rather have 100 dedicated community members that are in it to win it. And we know each other, we working with each other, and we're supporting each other, than 1 million followers on Instagram.
For sure. But to your point, so that's that stage where you're at. It's really connecting, continuing to grow out that connectivity with
Correct.
And being intentional, I think, is what it sounds like you're talking about.
Very. And then trying not That's to important. Restart all the time, Look, you know?
You've seen my journey, right? And like, I mean, that was the tough part for me with DBN, right? Mm-hmm. Like, was we were at these stages where it was like, oh, just whoever says yes, like, I'm going to go work. And you're like, well, maybe not every client that you might potentially have is quote unquote the right client.
So, right.
But I want to ask you something else here really quick. What would you say is your vision for where you would like to be or what you see for MYB in maybe the next 3 to 5 years? Because I think that that's important too, right? Like this year, when we start talking about business ownership and sharing different insights with different businesses, is in talking to that journey is like, okay, well, here's where I'm at now, but also that long-term vision and being able to explain that a little bit. So can you share with everyone like where you see, you know, MYB in the next 3 to 5 years or what your vision is for that?
My vision is success.
Okay.
But my success stems from making other people successful. To see somebody change their life from where they were to something better, to something bigger. It doesn't even have to be bigger. It's just better for them. We put numbers on everything, and I'm a planner and I'm a goal setter. It's like set a number, set a time, set a date. You know, everything, all of that is real, right? But at the same time, I try not to be that rigid with it because I'm going for flow. That's the reason why we have to do the alignment, you know, and all that, because you want to flow through life. You're tired because you stumble and you have to start all over. But my vision is to help 1,000 solopreneurs Nice. Get aligned, free, and funded, right? To live lives that make sense for them and that they created on their own. They didn't have to wait for someone to give them permission
mm-hmm.
to be bigger and better in their lives. They didn't have to be hired. They didn't have to fit the qualifications. The qualifications they had to meet were in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I want to start a business. Like, okay, let's do this. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my vision, is to help 1,000. And 1,000 is just amazing. A benchmark. Because the first is my 100. I got to get my 100 first.
I love that. I mean, and to your point too, like that's so cool that you have like that. Because again, and we've already had some folks that we've been talking to
mm-hmm.
and talking about what their vision is, right? And I think that having purpose with what it is that your goal is just as important as like for some people who are a little bit more rigid, right? Or it's more of a black and white thing, right? Of like, it's a numbers thing for them. You know, it's like, I want to hit X amount of dollars in revenue and blah, 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 blah. And I think that those aspects are relative as well. And they're mm-hmm. important, you know, but I think having, you know, purpose in terms of what you want that to look like. And even to you, it's very specific to, I want to connect with a certain amount of people and really provide value. You know, I think that's just as important.
It is. It is. And it varies from industry to industry, because in real estate, it is a numbers deal. It's, mm-hmm. it's numbers. It's all about the numbers. Because if the numbers ain't speaking to me, we ain't right. I ain't signing that contract. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's all about the numbers. But in our business, it's people. And real estate is people too. But that's on the retail side. I was an investor. So yep. It was just about the numbers, right? But it's about the people. And that is the real goalpost that we can follow. It's not really about what's in the bank. It's about what we set out to do, did it make a difference?
For sure.
Did it help this person get from point A to point B? Did it help this person believe in themselves so much? Now they're out there inspiring people to do something in their realm. You know what I mean?
I do.
Because it should spread. It should spread like wildfire, because negativity spreads like nobody's business.
Yeah, we know that.
And our goal is to help it be the positive that spreads just as strong.
Absolutely. Well, I'm trying to temper myself here, because again, I know when we talk, I could talk to you for hours about a lot of these things, but I want to be sensitive with our time here.
Okay.
So I got a few more things I want to run down here with you.
Okay.
My next question I wanted to ask you was, if you could really quick, just maybe share one or two of the biggest obstacles that you feel that you've faced since becoming a business owner. So I know maybe I don't know what that list looks like, but maybe just, like I said, one or, you know, maybe two examples.
Okay. Well, there's one, her name is Stephanie. And then there's two, her name is Stephanie. Right. I have, I've gone through a roller coaster with myself, right? As a kid, I believed in myself so much it was not even funny. Like, I walked into a room and I expected heads to turn. I expected a response. I expected, Stephanie's here, Stephanie, because that's kind of how I grew up. Because I was from a broken home. So I was always visiting. I was going to my mom's, I was going to my dad's. I live with my grandparents. When I go see my dad, I go see my cousins, I only see them twice a year. Go to my mom, I only see them once or twice. So everybody was always happy to see me, right? Mm-hmm. And I got older, started having children on my own, living life, and seeing things from a totally different lens. Mm-hmm. And the lights kind of dimmed a little bit, right? So all of that gusto that I had and all of that fire that I had and all that, it kind of got smothered on top of the fact that because I was such a bubbly, outgoing person, you get around people that are like, it don't take all that. Calm down. My presence made them uncomfortable, mm-hmm. right? And I allowed myself to shrink because I was making other people uncomfortable. That was their problem, not mine, but it took me a while to see that. And because I had to dig myself out of that hole, it messed with my entrepreneurial journey. And people don't understand, right. Because all they know is, the strong Stephanie and this, that, and the other. They don't know what happens with me in that pillow. You know what I mean? When I'm crying in my pillow and I'm questioning myself and I'm wondering why no one's buying into what I said or no one believes in what they say they believe, but they don't pull the trigger. And, all of these things, and it's like a falling star almost, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And it took me time to rebuild the star. It took me time to move the clay. I don't know if you've ever heard the story about the Golden Buddha, but you get around people and you have two types of people. You got people that chisel the clay away so that your gold shines through. And you got people who slap more clay on, right?
Okay.
And yep. I had went through a lot of experiences where the clay was being laid on heavy. And I just...
Dimming the light.
Just constantly dimming the light. But the core of me wouldn't stop pursuing these things, no matter how much I was struggling, no matter how much I was failing, no matter how much mm-hmm. I was investing and sometimes losing. It didn't matter. It's like I couldn't do it. It was like, you know what? I don't have an addictive personality, but I think I'm addicted to entrepreneurship. I'm like literally, I feel like I'm addicted because
it is. Yeah.
Even when I want to quit, I can't quit, For sure. So my biggest obstacle, there's a lot more, money.
No, I think, but that's a great acknowledgement though, Stephanie, mm-hmm. is like when you can say and really pinpoint, like I've been my biggest bottleneck, and finding that belief or that fortitude, and confidence to be like, no, I need to move forward and things like that. So that's real, everybody deals with different challenges, mm-hmm. but I do want to bring it to a lighter side now.
Okay.
And I want to ask you really quick, what would you say is one of your greatest successes so far since you've been a business owner or started your business?
That all my children are business owners.
Oh, that's a great one.
Right?
Yeah.
When you think nobody's listening, when you think nobody believes, when you think nobody is following your philosophy or your where you're headed, when they put your words into action, and they become business owners, it's in your face,
For sure.
The fact that they know that there's an option.
Yep.
They're not relying on a job. Nothing wrong with jobs. They're not relying on education, like from a higher, formal education. They're not they're relying on themselves. So they put a lot of time into personal growth. Because they seen in their own experience how personal growth can hinder you or help you, mm-hmm. right? They all three of my kids went through a bout of depression. And I'm grateful that they came out of it because some of their friends didn't, right? So they've lost friends. And, but they work on themselves a lot. And as a result of that, they all own their own businesses, and they're like one of my biggest sounding boards. Like right. when I want to talk business, I can talk to any of my kids because they know what I'm talking about. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that I created a program. My oldest son is 32. Lord have mercy. Yeah, he's 32. And when it was just me and him, I created a program called the Family Society. And I basically duplicated the world inside of our home so that he understood that when you do what you're supposed to do, you live better.
Sure.
When you try to take shortcuts and you don't follow through and you don't, it's going to mess with and it's going to mess with the bottom line, which is your pocket. So they all kind of grew up with that family society. So that's the other entrepreneurship part of it. But that's my greatest accomplishment. And, you know, then you're that very first customer and those people that, that you haven't seen in a long time. And they're like, man, Stephanie, you know, they tell me what I said or what I did or what I helped them with, how much did help them.
For sure.
That means a lot because it's like really, it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, I wanted you to pay me for the service, but the fact that the service actually did what it said it was going to do and it actually helped you, that's what matters the
most. It's a beautiful feeling.
It's a very beautiful
feeling. Both of those are beautiful feelings. So.
Yes, definitely.
Well, that's awesome.
Definitely.
And thank you for sharing that. So my last couple of questions for you here before we wrap up today, mm-hmm. I just wanted to, and again, this is like a theme that I really, because I want to pick people's brains on, you know, obviously Dream Big Network is the company, right? And,
right.
And the idea of dreaming big. So, but I think that that looks different for everyone.
Again.
So I wanted to kind of get your perspective on, you know, if you can just share, what is your definition of dreaming big, or what does dreaming big look like to you?
Dreaming big means that you doing what you want to do, right? Like you get up in the morning
right.
and you do what you want to do and you're doing it with the people you want to do it with. And you can come and go as you please. You have no hindrances. You have no money hindrances. You have no time hindrances. No one can tell you that you're doing it wrong. No one can tell you that you're doing it too long. No one can tell you, you're flowing through life. You're able to experience life to the fullest as the way God put it into you to see it and experience it, right? God's like, I gave you these desires. I gave you this eyesight, this vision, this perspective, and you're actually doing something with it. You created yourself an NYB lifestyle, right?
Absolutely.
I'm out here minding my business. And because I'm minding my business, I'm able to help other people mind theirs.
Absolutely.
Right? Even if it's just through witnessing what I did. You know, I don't even have to personally impact you. Just my life itself. Like, that's possible. You know, the first person, when you first see somebody run the mile in 4 minutes, it's like, wait, what? It's like, as soon as you see that it's possible, then it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that can be done. I can do that.
A life that gives other people permission, that's it. To be whatever it is that they want.
You're getting them hyped today.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point. Now, let me ask you this. Because I think that's like, even when I started DBN,
mm-hmm.
and that was like the whole thing, Dream Big Network, like, you know what I mean? And you know, because people have this affinity of like what it is to dream, right? Or things like that. Because there is that aspect of it of like, you know, you get wrapped up in just like the idea of something, right? Of doing what you want to do. But so my question to you would be to follow up with that is,
for
an individual out there that has this dream, you know, whatever that looks like for them, is what do you think is one step that someone can take today to start to turn their dreams into reality?
Beyond them believing that they're capable of doing it, right? Because without that, sit down, it's over, right? Beyond that, to take action on the ideas that God gave you in the first place. You might not even know where to start. That's not the point. It's take action, because the sad part about it is sometimes our dreams that we get, the big dreams that we get, they're really not ours. It's what somebody else told us that we should dream about, the picket fence and the big house and mm-hmm. two car garage and the Kalino, all that. You can start pursuing that stuff and figure out, I don't really want this, right?
Absolutely.
But you wouldn't even figure that out if you had not taken action. So you have to take action so that clarity reveals itself. So that alignment reveals itself. And it might take you in a totally different direction at the end of the day, but you have to take action so you can figure it out.
That's a great one. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
That's so true. Action is important. So y'all hear that out there. Action. Take action. So we can wrap things up here, Stephanie. First off, you guys make sure you check her out. Stephanie, can you share where people can find you? The whole MYB thing, Insta, websites, all that good stuff.
I don't have to give you the list. Just go to nyblifestyle.com and you'll find the rest.
Okay.
Because I'm a hub-centric. Everything stems from my hub. So it's just nyblifestyle.com and you'll see everything that we're about. Everything that we talked about today, every aspect. And then, you know, we have done-for-you services to help you build out your digital infrastructure and your assets and help you set up your systems, because life itself is a system, some good, some bad, but life itself is a system. We're going to help you pull all that together, and we're not going to leave out your life. You know, we're not going to try to overload your schedule with all of this. You know, no, you come when you need help. You know, we're here, you know, to help you, to guide you, to build this thing out for you, to help put it into a visual. You have the idea. We're going to make it visible.
I love it. Out there for you. So there you guys have it. For the solopreneurs out there, the individuals that are trying to build their digital fronts, make sure you guys go check out MYB. Right. And thank you, Stephanie, for joining the podcast.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you for tuning into the Dream Big Network Business Podcast. And remember to dream big dreams and resolve to think solutions. Check us out at dreambignet.com, or you can follow us on IG at dream_bignet.